In the new film, The Belko Experiment, it's a normal day at the office at Belko Industries. Co-workers show vacation pictures, they flirt or avoid flirting. But then comes an announcement over the loudspeaker.
All employees, lend me your full attention.
Hey, it's Jesus.
Your chance of survival increases by following my orders. Your task is simply this. Kill three of your co-workers, or we will kill six others.
Hey, all the lines are dead.
Wow, well, at first everyone thinks it's a prank, but when six workers do drop dead, they know it's all too real. The Belko Experiment is part bloody horror film, part social experiment, as office mates are compelled to turn on each other in order to survive. The film opens this week, and writer-producer James Gunn joins us from his office in Burbank, California. James Gunn, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, I'm lucky to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Also with us from the studios of NPR West, Sean Gunn. He appears in the film. Sean, welcome to you.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have both of you. Now, first of all, I've been told that the inspiration for this movie was a dream that you had.
Yeah, that's, you know, I was just listening to, you know, your opening now, and I listened to that bit of recording from the movie. And I'm like, this is such a surreal moment because 10 years ago, I had a dream where I dreamt the trailer for the film. And I woke up and I was intrigued by the premise. So I wrote the movie to find out what happened. So a lot of it was just me being an audience member to the concept itself.
Wow. You know, I have to say that when our producer first pitched this idea and said, you know, it's kind of an interesting film, it's got this premise, I was sold immediately because, quite frankly, like, what more perfect place than the workplace to pit people against each other in a weird, sadistic way?
I think I've always been, you know, attracted to films where there's a contrast between the blandness of normalcy and something extremely over the top. And that's what this is. It's an extreme horror film, but set under the bland fluorescent green lights of an office space.
Yeah. Now, Sean, usually when people have the same last names, I do bother to say no relation. But this time I can't say that because you and James are brothers.
Yes.
So you play one of the Belko workers. Tell me about your character.
I play Marty. Marty works in the cafeteria. He's not a regular working stiff in the office. And, you know, Marty likes to get a little bit high before his shifts from time to time and tries to stay sort of relaxed and chilled out. But, you know, when people start dying, Marty has a tough time handling that.
Okay. Did James talk to you after he had that dream a decade ago? I mean, what was your reaction when you first heard about the idea for the movie?
It sounded great, but it was just one of those projects that I didn't know if anything was going to happen with it. So it wasn't really until years later when it sort of came back up that I actually sat and read the script.
And what was your reaction when you read it? Because it's a, I mean, it's provocative, it's bloody, there's a lot going
on. Yeah,
I
won't lie, it's pretty intense. There were definitely moments when I was reading the script where I paused and was like, whoa, this is hardcore. But it's very challenging, I think, for an audience member, which made it definitely fun as an actor.
Now, James, so we talked about the dream that you had, but also, you know, social experiments are sadly, or social experiments gone wrong, I should say, are sadly not uncommon.
Yeah. I think I've always had a sort of sick fascination, which what are the extremes of human interaction if they're put into a... First of all, I love The Bachelor. You know? And so I'm freaked out by, like, that sort of social experiment. And then when you take in this element of life or death and make that a part of it and treat it as if it was absolutely real and a real thing, it's sadly fascinating to me. There's obviously something wrong with me that that's the case. Somebody on Twitter wrote me this morning and said, you know, were you in a really dark spiritual space when you wrote this movie? And I responded, yes, I actually was. And I think that this movie is just a dark, scary part of my psyche.
Hmm. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned The Bachelor because it makes me wonder, in a way, we are so awash in these, you know, televised social experiments that it feels like maybe this is the right time for a movie like this.
You know, I don't know if there's any right time for the Belko experiment, but
people
seem to love the movie and the audiences go nuts. And it was difficult because, you know, making this movie, as Sean knows, was probably the most fun either of us that we've been making movies. We made our first movie together 22 years ago. And this is this movie was the most fun we ever had. And it was the best, most intense, true group of actors we've ever worked with in a film. And you fall in love with these people and you fall in love with these characters. And then they start, you have to kill them off. And it's a difficult thing as a filmmaker, but it was also such a fun experience. So that making the Belko experiment is very much like seeing the Belko experiment. It's horrible and horrific. My friend had a panic attack in it the other day because it was so terrifying, and had to leave the theater. Is that a great way to advertise the film?
Yeah, it's true though about how much fun we had making the movie. I think that's how you handle the intense situations on screen, is you do a lot of laughing and a little bit to a lot of drinking off screen.
Well, I have to say, I love this idea about a film like this being set in an office. As I mentioned before, I mean, not all workplaces, but some workplaces do feel like, you know, people are pitted against each other. So it makes sense to, like, take that to a horrible extreme.
Yeah. One of the things for me is, you know, horror movies are all based in our real fears of real things, whether it's the fear of disease or the fear of betrayal or the fear of this. And I think that, you know, in, you know, especially being an American and, you know, just kind of told to compete your whole life and make it such an important part of our lives, which I love competition and I'm a capitalist, but when it becomes more important than the human connections we have with each other, it becomes something really terrifying. And it has been something that was been terrifying to me since I was a little kid, when I see people who love each other sort of making, you know, how much money they make more than the other person more important than that love that they share between themselves. And I think Belko Experiment is just that expressed in a really over-the-top, harsh way.
Right. And Sean, I mean, the movie asks, you know, inside the world of the movie, asks these really important questions like, you know, how far will people compromise their morality when faced with these awful circumstances? I mean, your character isn't necessarily really on one side or the other of the kill or be killed.
Yeah, I think that it brings up, I think it's pretty difficult to watch this movie without asking yourself, what would I do in that situation? And one of the things that really appeals to me about Marty, my character, is that he pretty much stays outside of it. Marty wants to think outside the box and try to find another solution to the problem other than simply killing one another. I'm not even sure it occurs to him to start murdering people, because he, at his heart, I think, is a pretty sensitive, nice guy. So I like the way in which he responds to the situation. I'm not sure what I would do.
Yeah. You know, so suddenly occurred to me, obviously, Sean, you act, and James, you write. Have you ever asked James to write for you?
He's done a pretty good job of doing that without me having to ask him. So I just sort of stay quiet and see what comes out of him. But I love working with James, and he writes for me better than anyone does.
In this script, it was different, because this was a script where I gave Sean the script and I said, which role do you want? Anything that you want is yours. And Marty was the role that he picked.
What was it about Marty, Sean, that you decided? Because you had your pick of the litter, really.
Well, I think it was a combination of Marty being a type of character that I haven't really played before. But then it was also just this idea that Marty's sort of running around on the outside while the insiders are trying to decide what happens to everyone.
Yeah. And has being in this film made you rethink the workplace at all?
I don't think I ever wanted to be in an office cubicle anywhere. And I'm afraid that if I did end up in a cubicle, that I might want to kill all my coworkers, like in the Belko experiment.
Now, James, before we wrap up, I really have to ask you, because you're right now at the studio working on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
I am, yep. We're about to finish it. We're very, very close.
And fans are super excited that there is going to be a Volume 2.
Yes.
Were you surprised that the first film was the huge hit that it was back in 2014?
I mean, I had a feeling in my gut when I took on this project that it was something that was going to, you know, fill a hole that wasn't filled in people's cinematic consciousness. So I felt very good about it from the beginning. Am I surprised when I'm right? Yes, I'm always surprised when I'm right.
Well, writer-producer James Gunn and actor Sean Gunn, their new film is The Belko Experiment. Sean and James, it's been a real pleasure to talk with you. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.